no! I'm a hair!
You're about to get shaved!
Oh, no! Ah! Ah!
Ah! Ah! Ah! Ah! Wait! We sure had a lot of fun times together, didn't we? Remember that time in the amusement park? It was the best day of my life. I'm sorry!
Ah! Yeah.
Old Spice Electric Shaver! It's sharp.
Yeah, there's the Old Spice commercials that you see. They are hilarious and weird, but I love them. And one of the stars of those commercials is Terry Crews. Terry Crews, former NFL player. You've seen him on Everybody Hates Chris. You can currently see him on Brooklyn Nine-Nine on Fox, and also on Fox Tonight. You can see him on World's Funniest. He's the host, and I want to welcome him to the show. Terry, how are you, sir?
I am doing great. I love that commercial you just played. Feel for the hair, man. It was emotion. It was fun. It was a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, I love it, man. I love those commercials. But listen, before we get to World's Funniest, which I watch every Friday night, and it was really nice to see your family on the show last week, by the way, Terry.
That was so cool. Yeah. That was great. My son was like, "You're the man."
But I do want to mention you've been in so many things. You're so funny on Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Congratulations on the success of that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's one of the best shows ever. Thank you.
It's so funny. But I got to mention, one of my favorite things of the past 10 years is Mike Judge's movie, Idiocracy.
Yes.
It is one of the funniest movies, and I was so disappointed with the way 20th Century Fox released it, and it really didn't get... But it's got a very big cult following now, right, Terry?
Dude, that movie bombed so hard. It sent me into a depression for a little while. I'm not kidding you, because we worked on it so hard. I thought this was going to be my big one. Like, this is going to be gigantic. And, dude, it was released in two theaters all over the country. And this was death to a movie, because there was no Netflix. There was no people going to stream it or whatever. Back when it came out, that was it. It was
horrible, Terry. And I remember, this is the absolutely true story, Terry, because I'd heard that Mike Judge's new movie was coming out, and I'm a huge fan of Mike Judge. And I looked in the newspaper, and in the newspaper, they actually said, Mike Judge's untitled project. That's what it said, instead of the name of the movie, in the paper.
Yes, I couldn't believe it. You know what? Let me tell you something. I was like, I couldn't believe a white man got dissed that hard in America.
Well,
I only thought that happened to black people.
Well, you by the way, Terry, you are unbelievably hilarious in that movie. I mean, doubled over with laughter. And here's the thing about that movie, though, Terry. It is now, it's scary, because as years go by, that movie gets closer and closer to being a documentary.
You know what? What's so scary is when you look at the candidates and the... I mean, did you see that press conference on MSNBC?
Yeah.
That was Idiocracy. Yeah. It was totally everybody yelling at the same time. I said, it's going to be a cage match in a minute.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if people have not seen Idiocracy, I can't recommend it highly enough. Terry plays the president of the United States in it.
Yeah. And pretty soon you're going to have, like, sponsored events by, you know, Costco. You know, this debate brought to you by Costco.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I keep waiting to walk down the street and just suddenly hear, "How about a big ass taco?" That's the name.
No.
Tell me how you got Brooklyn Nine-Nine, such a great cast, so funny, and who knew that Andre Braugher could be hilarious?
Oh, dude, for real. Yeah, you know, he showed some things on the some comedy chops on the Ray Romano show a few years back.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, he is the funniest thing on TV, and he's also, you know, a Juilliard trained superstar actor, and we wouldn't be the same show without him, because he gives us what we need. He gives that gravitas. He was on Homicide, and now he's cracking jokes. And I was basically picked because, you know, Dan Gore and Mike Shore, they created Parks and Recreation and Cut Their Teeth on The Office, and now they were like, we got this Andy Samberg project, and I was like, I am in, because Andy is a future of comedy. And I'm so happy. We're going to be on the air for a long time.
It's a very funny show, consistently very funny. And, you know, one of the things, Terry, that's so good about the show is, man, talk a little bit about how strong that ensemble is that you're working with. Everybody's so funny.
And I tell everybody all the time, you know, all the people on the show, from Melissa Fumero, Stephanie Beatriz, to Joe Latrulio, all those guys could have their own show. That's how good they are. And when we get together, you know, Chelsea Peretti, it just keeps going. But when we're together, it's like we're a super group. You know, I like to call it, you were almost like the Avengers in a lot of ways. And everybody has their own superpowers. And we never step on each other. You know what I mean? Yeah. Chelsea Peretti's got her thing. Andy's got his thing. Andre, Melissa. And then I come with my deal, and it's always good. I have never been part of a cast this good.
Yeah, consistently one of the funniest shows on television. Hey, let me ask you, Terry, your time with the NFL. Do you still watch football? Who's your team?
You know, I don't have a team. I don't, because I was on so many, and I have players that are friends of mine. So, you know, it's kind of like once you've been in the scene, you even know too much. You know what I mean? You kind of know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I don't have a team, but I do watch SportsCenter. But I don't. I actually don't have time to sit and watch a four-hour game. I just don't do it. Yeah. It's when you can see, you know, when you watch SportsCenter at the end and they show you every highlight, you didn't miss a thing. You didn't miss not one anything that needed to be seen. You saw it, are you?
Yeah. Now, what was it like?
What you missed a bunch of FanDuel commercials.
That's it. In between the FanDuel commercials, exactly.
So,
Terry, what was it like transitioning from the NFL to acting?
Well, you know, it was heartbreaking because I had to go broke. I mean, I literally, because the transition from being an athlete into something else is hard. And no one knows how hard it is. You know, the only way I can really equate it to is almost like being a child star. You know, it's kind of like when you're a child star and you try to go get a regular job, you know, but everybody's like, what are you doing here? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you were in college and you're being a star, those other guys were out doing jobs, getting their thing, getting experience. And then years later, you come out and you want yours. They're the boss and they don't like you anymore. You know what I mean? It's really weird. So you have to adjust. And I literally went broke, man. I was sweeping floors in a factory. Mm. And I did security and tried to work my way back up. But I also was arrogant. I was arrogant. Mm-hmm. Because most athletes, you think it's all about you and this and this. You learn that life's not about you. It took a big, big humbling for me to understand what was really going on. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem with modern athletics. You're treated like gods, and you're 20. And now all of a sudden, you're a regular man at 28.
Right. You know, congratulations on your success in the acting world. I got to tell you, Terry, the first time I really, really noticed you and how great you were was on Everybody Hates Chris, which is such a wonderful show.
Thank you.
And I
got to
tell you, Terry, you know, growing up, my dad worked 2 to 3. I don't remember my dad not having less than 2 jobs. And watching you on that show, not only was it hilarious, but it was like, it's like, yeah, I understand, because I have a dad like that.
Oh, man, it crossed all genres, all, you know, everybody in the world. It's one of the biggest worldwide hits I've ever had, because everybody can relate to not having some money and trying to make it work. You know what I mean? And it was so unbelievable. I go to, you know, you go to Europe, they watch it. I go to Latin America, they watch it. In America, it's, Everybody Hates Chris is a true classic.
Yeah. Well, you were great on it. All right, really quickly, I know we got to let you go, but let's talk World's Funniest. The show's hilarious. Tell everybody the setup. You get like 3 really great comedians to help you out, and you watch some really hilarious viral videos.
Exactly. And tonight we have Wayne Brady, Jesse May Peluso, and Josh Wolf. They come through and join me. I like to call it my Friday night party. And we basically break down the internet. We make it family friendly. There's nothing going to be nothing that really makes you feel weird because you got your grandma in the room. Nothing makes you feel that funny. And it's going to be hilarious though, because we took off the fails aspect and we just show really, really funny things from all over the world. And it kind of opened up the show, and it's a big party. Order a pizza. I vote on what the most successful, funniest video is, and that gets a trophy. That's made in my image, a big golden Terry.
Yeah.
And it's just a goofy, fun, fun time. And I tell you, with all the stuff that's going on in the world right now, I like to say it's a respite. And it's just, you know, you can really, you know, just debrief yourself and relax and just, you know, enjoy and have a good time.
One of the things that I love about World's Funniest is how it's so clear, Terry, that you love your gig. You love that gig. It's so clear. You guys are having so much fun on that show. The only thing is, I wish I was in the studio with you guys.
Oh, it's got to be. I mean, you know what? I have people who basically watch just to see what I'm going to wear. I make sure my outfits are game changers. You know what I mean? Either for the best or for the worst.
Right. Are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Like, what the hell is he wearing?
What are you wearing tonight? On tonight's episode, what are we going to see, Terry?
Oh, I got something super special for you, man. tonight I'm wearing the Concha belt. I got the Concha belt. This thing, I bought this thing in Santa Fe. It is unbelievable. But when you see it, you're going to be like, holy cow.
Yeah.
It's really a game changer. But this is the kind of show it is, man. Yeah. There's no rules.
No,
it's all fun.
It's a blast. It's a blast. World's funniest, Terry, is, hey, man, congratulations on all your success. You deserve it. You've done great stuff. And if again, people haven't seen Idiocracy, they should. World's Funniest is on tonight on Fox, 8 o'clock Central. Really great talking to you, Terry. I'm a big fan.
You got it. Thank you.